This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound?
So what does it mean that investigators were tracking calls to and from Michael Cohen, the president's personal lawyer? Tom Dupree, former deputy assistant attorney general under President George W. Bush, joins us with some analysis. Good to see you tonight.
Good to see you, Shannon.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because there was early in the day a report that it was wiretapping, that they were listening to his phone calls and maybe even his phone calls with the president. There were concerns about attorney-client privilege. Now what we're told is something called a pen register, where they just look at the log of phone calls to and from, how long they lasted. Who would have had to approve that? Is it two different tracks, or would they both have to go down the same track?
They'd have to go down a similar track. To get something like this, you need approval both within the Department of Justice, in this case, I think at a fairly high level within the Department of Justice, and also a federal judge to sign off on it. What strikes me about this, Shannon, is even though we are finding out apparently that his actual conversations were not listened to, the fact that they are tracking who he's calling, who he's receiving calls from, is very anomalous in this context. These are investigatory tactics that you usually see when prosecutors are going after a drug baron or something like that. Extremely unusual to do it for a lawyer, and unique to do it for the president's lawyer.
Now, I talked to Judge Andrew Napolitano, our senior judicial analyst, here earlier tonight, and he thinks they may have done more. Here's what he said.
Do you really think the Justice Department is going to admit that they listened to phone calls from the president? They may not have recorded, but I assure you they were listening. If they were listening, they can't use anything they hear as a basis for an affidavit of probable cause or in a prosecution, but it can send them seeking other means to obtain evidence to support that.
So we talked about this idea of parallel reconstruction, where if you find something you're not supposed to have access to, you then try to go find a legal way to get back to that same information. He thinks, it's just his opinion, that that may have happened here.
You know, we're going to find out, I think, in the months ahead. And look, they are walking a fine line here. I mean, if there were people listening in on these calls and they found things out, I think the Justice Department is going to have to do a lot of work in order to effectively erase the taint of acting on information that arguably they shouldn't have accessed in the first place, if that's what they did.
Okay, so last night we have Rudy Giuliani, the newest member of the legal team, talking about this payment to Stormy Daniels and reimbursement to Michael Cohen. There has been a lot of debate about whether or not that was the plan last night, or if it became the plan in the middle of the interview. So the president tweeted out three very specific tweets, very carefully worded, some legal definitions and things used this morning. And part of one of those tweets, he said, despite already having signed a detailed letter admitting that there was no affair, he's referring to Stormy Daniels, he said, prior to the violation by Ms. Clifford and her attorney, that NDA, this was a private agreement. Money from the campaign or campaign contributions played no role in the transaction. So he's trying to say there was no campaign money here. Well, Norm Eisen tweets this: if Cohen loan was not one to campaign, then it was one to you, meaning to the president, and you omitted it from your personal federal financial disclosures for the period. That's a crime under 18 U.S.C. 1001, and we have filed a criminal complaint with DOJ. Norm Eisen is with Crew. They file a lot of complaints with regard to politicians. What do you make of this? Because people are saying now Giuliani did this to get him out of trouble with a potential campaign violation, but it could create another problem.
Yeah, look, and first of all, I don't profess to know what the communication strategy here is. I mean, I think we've seen over the last few months sometimes they might go in different directions. With regard to campaign violations, I will say a few things. Number one is that proving intent in these types of cases is extremely difficult. You basically have to show that the defendant not only did the act, but knew exactly what he was doing, and really an attempt to circumvent federal election law. And I think in this case, there's certainly evidence that it may have been carelessness as distinct from an effort to circumvent federal election law. In this area, there's so much that is gray, that so much that has not actually been determined by the courts. And, of course, the punishments can range from effectively a slap on the wrist to more serious criminal sanctions. So my guess is we haven't heard the last of this, but bringing a prosecution based on these facts, in my opinion, would be a real challenge.
Study in our government at work, right? When you've got a deep state and you've got the power of a special counsel going after the president of the United States, and the Trump derangement syndrome seems to continue. You know, we see, as far as Donald Trump is concerned, we've got raids of his personal attorney's offices, former campaign associates, and yet the rest of Main Street says, why didn't that happen with Hillary Clinton? how come everybody got exonerated on that side, but yet on the Trump side, boy, his feet are being held to the fire. We'll keep you up to date. Thanks for joining us. Bill Martinez here. Ron Kessler coming up next.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we got good news about our economy. It added 164 jobs last month. Healthy, I might add, 164,000 jobs in April, less than expected, as the nation's labor market maintains a steady pace of growth. Unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. That's the lowest level since December of 2000, when it was 3.9%. This, according to the Labor Department's report. As promised, Ron Kessler joins us now. Ron is the author, best-selling author of the book, The Trump White House, Changing the Rules of the Game. Ron, as part of his research, extensive research, was able to get an insider view, and as if that wasn't enough, also time spent with the president as well. Ron, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good to be with you.
Well, we were going to talk about the real Donald Trump, but before we get into how enigmatic Donald Trump is, I mean, he's a very complex man. I mean, there's lots of faces to, you know, who Donald Trump is. And it's driving the media nuts. It's driving Mueller nuts, probably, you know, especially with all this stuff that's been going on. But before we get much into it, what do you make of this latest reveal and the admission of the payoff to Stormy Daniels and Michael Cohen and all this? I mean, is a lot about nothing here? Or are we chasing windmills like Don Quixote? What's going on?
I think that is a good way to characterize almost everything you see in the media about Trump. Giuliani's explanation does mean that no campaign finance laws were violated, because if it's true, that means that Trump used his own money to help his own situation, which he would argue was personal. And that's the end of it. But, of course, the media has come up with a new angle that somehow this makes things worse. There's absolutely no basis for that. But your description of him as being enigmatic was really right on, because he really doesn't want people to know what he's really like. And I believe I reveal that in the book. Mm-hmm. He wants to project this tough guy image. He makes these often outrageous comments to get attention, which in turn enhances his power. But the real Donald Trump is quite different. I interviewed Norma Forderer, who was his top aide for 26 years. She knew him better than anyone on both the business and the social side. Mm-hmm. When she was hired, he had only 7 other employees, and she said, "There are 2 Donald Trumps. One is the one you see on TV making these outrageous comments to get attention for his brand, his real estate brand at the time, and now for his presidency, and now and then there's a real Donald who's quite the opposite. When people meet with him, they find that he's actually thoughtful. He listens. He's not full of bravado. So that's one key clue to how he operates. It's all orchestrated.
Yeah. Well, he, in a sense, he is playing the role, an actor's role, to get attention. I mean, he's, in a sense, probably sees himself to be more in the entertainment business than anything else, does he not?
That's right. He is an entertainer, and but it serves his purpose, because if he's a center of attention every day, and both in conversation and in the media, that means that he's more powerful. People want to gravitate to him. They want to listen to him. Their countries are afraid of him, or countries want to be on his good side. That is how he operates. And there's a softer side to Trump that he doesn't want out. For example, I interviewed him for the book. It's the only interview he said he has given or will give for a book as president. This took place at Mar-a-Lago the night before New Year's Eve.
Right.
And I said to him, you know, you give out $100 tips to janitors for moving furniture. Why don't you let people know this softer side of you? And he started getting defensive. Where did you hear that? What tips? And then he admitted, yeah, he does do that. Another side is Melania. He doesn't necessarily want it out that she's a very powerful influence. She will actually sit in on meetings and summarize points that others have made, and then come up with her own strategy. I quote Reince Priebus saying that her judgment is impeccable, and aides are so impressed by her political savvy. She also will give Trump articles, including negative ones about him, and she's not afraid to disagree with him. For example, back at Mar-a-Lago one day, Martha Stewart showed up. She bicycled over, and she asked the butler, Tony Sinico, if she could take a tour of Mar-a-Lago. He said, sure, let's do it for 3 o'clock tomorrow. Tony told Trump, he said, fine, but later in the day, Tony went to check to see if Trump needs anything in the private quarters. And Trump started screaming at him, which is unfortunately one of his unfortunate quirks, and said, you dumbass, you should have scheduled it for noon tomorrow when the club members would be here, and they would see Martha, and Martha would see them. Well, at that moment, Melania walked in, and she said to Trump, I don't think you should be talking to Tony in that tone. Nothing more was said, but then the next morning, when Tony and Trump are both in the living room at Mar-a-Lago, Trump handed Tony $2,000 in $20 bills, would you believe? And that was his apology. He didn't say a word. I said to Tony, wasn't that strange? $20 bills? And Trump and Tony said, everything about Mr. Trump is strange.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Well, you know, your insight into Melania, you know, just from our perspective, where we see her at a distance, you know there's a lot of depth to her, but you were able to, you know, kind of see this more directly. She is an impressive figure, is she not?
Yeah, I've actually known her and Trump for 2 decades. I first got to know them when I flew down with Trump on his plane to Mar-a-Lago to spend the weekend with him for a book I was writing on Palm Beach. And along with my wife, Pam, who's also a former Washington Post reporter, we interviewed him, and he imitated the nasal constricted tones of the blue blood old guard in Palm Beach, condemning his club in Mar-a-Lago because it does admit blacks and Jews. To this day, some clubs in Palm Beach will not admit blacks and Jews. And he said, I want to be loved, and I enjoy sticking it to them, which just sums up Donald Trump. I want to be loved, and I enjoy sticking it to anybody who gets in my way.
Exactly.
And, you know, as you were saying about Melania, when you see them together, as I have many times, you know that marriage is going to last, and it's going to overcome these latest issues with Stormy Daniels, which, of course, occurred over 10 years ago. They get engaged in very intense discussions. They laugh and they tease with each other. They are really a great couple.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. And on the other side of the break, I want to just ask one final summary question regarding all these rumors and what kind of impact that's having on Melania, because you can't help but feel for her. Ron Kessler on Bill Martinez Live, 15 minutes after the top of the hour. The Trump White House changing the rules of the game.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you. I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back. with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Ron Kessler continues with us, New York Times bestselling author of The First Family Detail, Secrets of the FBI and the President's Secret Service and the CIA at War, a former Wall Street Journal and Washington Post investigative reporter. Ron has won 18 journalism awards, including two George Polk Awards. Ron, I got to imagine just a quick flashback of last weekend regarding the White House Correspondents' Dinner, that as a journalist and someone who honors the profession, this had to cause you to wince a bit, did it not?
That's for sure. And the press has become not only biased, but totally dishonest. I was at the Washington Post way back during Watergate, and I can tell you that the kind of stories they run today would get us fired if we had done them back then, because they are simply dishonest. The countervailing fact that would totally undercut the lead is put at the end of the story, or it's ignored entirely. Stories are totally made up, such as the story that Michael Cohen was wiretapped by the FBI that NBC just ran. It's just endless, and I'm afraid there's not gonna be an end to it anytime soon.
Yeah, it's amazing. For the sake of ratings and subscriptions and that sort of thing, somehow the institutions are not getting it. They're actually losing subscribers, listeners, you know, with this fake news. Somehow anonymity has gotten an enlarged position, too large a position in news reporting today, has it not?
Yeah, I cite examples of that in a chapter headed scam artists, because that's what these people are. They're not journalists, they're scam artists. And one example was the New York Times ran a story, Above the Fold, which began with a lead. This model, Rowan Brewer Lane, had barely met Donald Trump when he asked her to change out of her clothes. Wow, can you imagine what a sensational story that must be?
Right.
Well, it turned out it was totally false. The story claimed it was a demeaning encounter. In fact, they started going out together after that. And where did that appear in the story? In the 16th paragraph. She had been invited at last minute to a pool party at Mar-a-Lago. She didn't have time to go back to her home and get her bathing suit. Donald took a liking to her, showed her around the estate, offered a bathing suit. She put it on in a bathroom. Mm-hmm. She came out to the pool where Donald was, and they started dating for 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. If that had been the lead, they could not have run that story, because it would have been exposed as a fraud. But instead, they put that in the 16th paragraph, where no one would see it or give it any significance. Mm-hmm. That is how dishonest the media had become.
It's kind of amazing. When I was growing up, the National Enquirer was the gossip magazine du jour, and it seems that everything that was the National Enquirer has gotten into the mainstream media now, and that's disheartening. Yeah. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good way to describe it. It has become the National Enquirer, with all their crazy stories about Martians, and every time someone's president's in office, they say they're about to get divorced. That's a very good example.
No, I mean, we heard all kinds of rumors of the Obamas and the Clintons and, you know, the whole shot. But meanwhile, the Clintons, the Obamas are happily, merrily rolling along, seemingly. You said earlier, First Lady Melania Trump has a tremendous impact on policy and strategy. She sits in on meetings and widely admired by the aides for her judgment. But also, I wanted to put a little bit of a bow around Melania Trump and what she must enduring. But I guess, you know, she realized that being married to Donald Trump, man, you are in a fishbowl and everything, and especially probably now more than ever, because he stepped into this political ring. The crosshairs are on both of them.
Yeah, she has very strong values, and she's surmounting it. I think she keeps in mind that these activities with other women occurred more than 10 years ago. He's gotten older and wiser, hopefully, since then. Actually, in the very beginning of their relationship, she found out that he had got seen a previous girlfriend, Kara Young, a model, and she broke up with him on the spot. She didn't care about the billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. She ordered Tony Sanical, the butler at Mar-a-Lago, to send her clothes back from Mar-a-Lago. But a week later, he had wooed her back, and she called Tony again and said, "I'm sending my clothes back to Mar-a-Lago." So, and she, just as a real insight into her, the Apprentice contestants were filmed in their apartment, looking around and meeting Melania, meeting Trump. Mm-hmm. And Melania was sipping champagne, and one of the contestants said to her, "You're very lucky." And Melania motioned over towards Trump and said, "And he's not lucky?" Isn't that great?
That's a great line. I love that. Regarding leaking, the leaking and the leaks out of the White House, sometimes I feel that these are structured, that Donald Trump is behind many of these leaks. What do you think?
That's true. I say in the book that he will call certain reporters at the Washington Post or the New York Times and give them information that is attributed to a high-ranking White House source. Mm-hmm. He does that because he knows that that will be seen as an exclusive story and picked up more or for other reasons he doesn't want to be quoted. But, of course, it does create the impression that the White House leaks even more than it does, and that's quite a bit. So that's not a very good practice, but that's what he does.
Mm-hmm. I think he understands that, in a way, it's kind of like political jujitsu. He sees the momentum of the market. He knows that's the exchange in D.C., right? That's the any kind of information you can have, an inside information. I mean, Donald Trump's not going to let an asset go by the wayside. I think that is evident in your book, that he looks at ROI. He's looking at leverage. And he is now in a very unique position in the White House, the most powerful man in the planet. And he's not going to allow those assets to go by the wayside, is he?
Yeah, he's basically manipulating the media for his advantage. And the results are incredible. Look at the economy. Look at the unemployment rate, the black unemployment rate, lowest in recorded history. The growth in GDP compared with Obama, which never achieved more than 3% a year, which had never happened before in the history of the country, in terms of a president never achieving more than 3% growth a year. The tax cut has put more money in people's pockets. And then on the foreign side, almost totally getting rid of ISIS, getting Saudi Arabia to go after radical Islamic ideology. Mm-hmm. He's about to meet with the North Korean leader. China just agreed to lower tariffs on auto imports. Any one of those would be a remarkable achievement. Mm-hmm. And I think just like Ronald Reagan, he will be seen eventually as one of the greatest presidents. In the same way, Reagan was reviled by the media. Mm-hmm. Called a fool, an idiot, and a danger,
right.
And yet he got rid of the Soviet Union, and he bolstered the economy big time. And so a lot of media people who mocked him at the time more recently admitted that he was one of the greatest presidents.
Right. Well, the expectation level for Donald Trump continues to rise. It makes me a little bit nervous, the early talk about a Nobel Peace Prize, Ron, because, you know, the mainstream media would love nothing but that this North Korean summit would go by the wayside and not be a successful one.
Sure. You know, his threats and comments about the North Korean leader obviously led directly to and the sanctions.
Yeah, there it is. Well, we got to leave it there, Ron. We're out of time.
Yeah,
the Trump White House, changing the rules of the game. Ron Kessler on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. Good stuff here.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by the Road to Zero Coalition, led by the National Safety Council. fatal roadway crashes have been increasing, not decreasing, over the past 2 years. In 2016, more than 37,000 Americans were killed each year on public roads, 5,000 more than in 2011. A broad-based coalition has come together through the Road to Zero Coalition to share a vision for a future without any roadway fatalities. They are sharing knowledge on what works today, hope for technology solutions, and a call to prioritize safety every time we are on the roads. This vision is available now. Deborah A.P. Hirschman, President and CEO of the National Safety Council.
Over 50 years ago, we pledged to put a man on the moon. Many thought it was impossible. The Road to Zero Coalition's goal today is to eliminate roadway deaths by 2050. Like going to the moon, it will take leadership, commitment, and new technology. This report lays out how we can make traffic fatalities a thing of the past.
For more information, visit nsc.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away, you'll forever shine.
Okay, we're going to talk about the movie, The Miracle Seasons.
Live.
Okay, yes, I am live. I'm here. I love it when he repeats himself, and especially when I step all over him. But, hey, look, we have dignity here. The Miracle Season is what we're going to talk about. The true story that inspired the movie, every point, every game, every match, was for her on August the 11th, 2011. Caroline Linefound, a 17-year-old All-State volleyball player, was tragically killed in a moped accident on her way to the University of Iowa Hospital to visit her terminally ill mother, Ellen. Caroline's death and that of her mother 12 days later shocked her Iowa City community, devastated her father, Ernie Found, and siblings, Greg and Catherine. Faced with an overwhelming grief of their own, the Iowa City West volleyball team and coach Kathy Bresnahan attempted to move forward, hoping for some type of normalcy to return to their fractured lives. But how do you move forward playing a game that serves as a constant reminder of your fallen leader? Anyone who has struggled to overcome life's challenges will appreciate this story of strength, faith, perseverance, and love. And with us right now is Coach Braz. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the story. For all the girls, the families that were involved, I mean, this is when you talk about team, this is not only a team within the team, but this is outside the team, the city, the community. It is a story of humanity that people are relating to and are really appreciating that you documented the miracle season.
Well, it was a story worth telling because we all face tragedies in life, and it's how we choose to deal with them and move forward that separate us. And I had an amazing group of people around me, and those girls just awed me every single day that they were so determined to make some good out of this double tragedy that we suffered.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got your star player who is down, and then you've got to assemble the parts back together. What did you say to the girls when the reality of their number one player, I mean, first you deal with the direct, relationship, forget that it's a player, it's just somebody that you know that has fallen. And then you've got to, go through the process, the grief process, and then, life goes on and the season continues, right?
Well, exactly. And we the first thing we told them is we could not, we didn't ever want to hear them say that we have to win for Caroline. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lose-lose because then you fail on the court and you feel like you've let her down. We just asked our players to play like Caroline because she had such passion for life and was so exuberant on the court, and so... I really honestly thought if we had a 500 season win-wise, as long as we got the kids through, I thought that would probably be as good as we could hope for. Mm-hmm. But they really had different expectations, and it just kind of shows what a collective mind is capable of doing.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about Caroline Found.
We have a school of 2,000 kids, and she reached out to everybody. I mean, she was the popular kid, but she embraced our special needs kids, and every teacher felt like she liked them the best. She just had a unique way about her, and whether it was our minority students or our kids that had no home, she just embraced everybody and made them feel like she was their best friend.
And as a team player, all-state volleyball player, she was the center of the team, was she not?
Yeah, it's very similar to a quarterback of a football team. Minneapolis area is huge volleyball, so I know our volleyball fans up there understand what a crucial role a setter plays, but anybody that's never played the sport, they are an extension of the court, of the coach on the court, and they're the ones that direct everything about what's going on.
And what you just said, Kathy, that she's an extension of the coach. Wow, what did this do for you? I mean, this had to, set you on the sidelines for a little bit to ponder, okay, what do you do now? You've lost the, key communication, the connection with the rest of the girls, though. Yeah, I mean, to have her as a conduit and you lose that, what does that do to you as a coach?
Well, I really set you back on your heels. My initial thought is, can we go forward? How is it possible to go forward? Unfortunately, poor planning on our part, we did not have a setter ready to take her spot. Mm-hmm. We train our kids for about 5 years in advance, and our next setter was a freshman. So she wasn't ready to take over a senior-dominated squad. So it left us reeling. My concern at that point, though, was simply, how are we going to get my girls through this? What do we need to do each day to help lessen their loss?
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the season, this happened in the summer, August of 2011. Where were you at in terms of the season structure?
We had just started our preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So we were a week before school started. She lost control of that borrowed moped 4 days into our official practice time. And a week before her senior year was going to start. So it was right at the beginning of our season.
And here it is. Her family's already dealing with her mother already in dire straits, and that, she's on the verge of death. Of course, she follows the death of her daughter 12 days later. So, boy, this family just takes a powerful hit, 1-2 punch.
Oh, it was, and so did the kids. I mean, the Found family, I don't know how Ernie and his other two kids got through it and their extended family. I mean, what a devastating loss to this all-American family who actually were pretty private people and kept things close to the vest even though they were kind of like the team family. Everybody went out to their farm and did things. But to have their this public display of emotion, because we had, I mean, for Caroline's funeral, which was held in our gym, mm-hmm. or visitation, we probably had about 4,000 people attend. They'd wait. Wow. They waited 3 hours just to get into our gym.
Wow. What a testimony. As you say, she was one to reach out and relate to all and be an example to others in raising the level of civility and, you know, esprit de corps, I guess you might say, Caroline did, you know, for the school and for the teammates and for the community as well. That's quite the testimony. Kathy, how did the idea of the movie come about?
After the season was over, and I wrote this long letter to Frank DeFord, who I'd always admired as a sports writer for Sports Illustrated, mm-hmm. and it was just more of a cathartic thing to do, kind of like writing a journal and then burning it,
right.
because I didn't have any address for him, and I simply sent it to Frank DeFord, care mm-hmm. of Time Warner, New York City,
oh.
and I'll be, you know, and I'm thinking I'm just purging it and my thoughts, and because I really poured my heart and soul into that letter,
right.
and he got hold of me and he said, Kathy, I can't write about this. I've lost a daughter. It's too close to home. But he said, let's do a segment on Real Sports, HBO's program with Brian Gumbel,
mm-hmm.
which I wasn't even familiar with. And
right.
once that came out and aired in 2012, then California really took notice. And but we weren't ready for a movie. I mean, mm-hmm. it was just still too raw.
Yes. So when, but here it is, and then after on Brian Gumbel, what was the response then?
Oh, I mean, we heard from people all over the nation that had lost daughters that were stutterers, and we had probably 8 production companies. The CEOs fly out to Iowa City and meet with us, but we just said we just can't do it. It's too painful, and we don't want to expose this to a nationwide, you know, we hadn't really planned on we certainly hadn't planned an HBO segment by any
yes.
means. And we waited about 2 years, and in that time I started writing The Miracle Season. And one company was very patient and just waited us out and said, whenever you're ready, we still want to do this. So they purchased the right to the book and moved forward to the movie in about 2014.
It's a true story that inspired the movie, The Miracle Season. Coach Kathy Bresnahan is with us, and we're going to talk more with Coach Brez on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solutions Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solutions Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Thank you.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify.
With you about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Coach Kathy Bresnahan is with us, the varsity coach at Iowa City West High from 1987 to 2000 and 2005 to 2013. She led the women of Troy to back-to-back state titles in 2010 and 2011, named National Coach of the Year in 2011 by the PrepVolleyball.com, currently resides in Iowa City with her beloved dog, Charlie. I love Charlie. Charlie looks so good. That's a great picture of you and Charlie. Charlie!
Yep, Charlie's sitting by me right now.
Oh, well, good. Give him a hug for me. We're talking the miracle season, the true story that inspired the movie. Coach Brez with us. Every point, every game, every match was for her. We were talking about the movie and how it came about. It took a while for it to just kind of, you know, I guess process all the emotions, understandably. And now moviegoers get to process everything in about 2 hours, what it took you years to process.
Exactly.
It's, you know, a lot.
The movie takes some liberties. I mean, we kind of feel like we have the miracle season, our own story that was from our hearts, and the book reflects. And but, you know, the Hollywood version, audiences are reacting to it, you know, and it's not the exact story, but they have the bones of our experience. And we're really grateful for the story they told.
How do the girls feel about it? Do they feel that it did it justice? I hope they don't feel any sense of violation, because we know Hollywood can. I mean, it's the nature of the big screen. They take their liberties sometimes, but as long as it didn't do anything to aberrate the story too much, I guess.
No, and they did a nice job. The girls, I thought they made me look like a total dork, and Helen Hunt plays me in the movie. You know, and I was kind of campaigning for J-Lo, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, but the girl said she was spot on. I was like, no. You know, the only thing that they took issue with is that the producers threw a boyfriend in.
Oh, really?
And they, their whole thing was, you know, we didn't have time for that. We only had time for each other during that season. And we didn't have time to date and meet people. I mean, they barely got by every day.
Yes.
And so that was really the only thing they took issue with, which I thought was kind of funny.
Well, and I thought it was interesting, too, with Helen Hunt playing you. And she is such a remarkable actor. You know, so what did you think when you go, oh, Helen Hunt's going to play me? I mean, this is very cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
I know. There's just no, when they called me and said that she had agreed to do it, I'm like, what? You gotta be kidding me. You know, there's just no way. And she's, I mean, I'm, you know, honored to have her as a friend now, and we talk, and she really was invested in the role and in the part and learning what it meant to be a part of a team.
And learning what it's like to be a coach.
Yeah,
a coach is a whole different, that's a whole different calling, isn't it?
It is. And what's interesting is the actresses who played the team and Helen have all become so close. They still get together on almost a weekly basis. And
really?
And
wow.
Have a bite to eat, and one's getting married this fall, and they're all going to the wedding. And Helen said that just doesn't happen. Usually when the movie's done filming, that, you know, they all go different ways. But they kind of really got the bond that we had in real life.
Yeah. It is something about sports and athletics, is that the bond of a team, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in a winning season, because winning can come in all kinds of ways. And I understand, and I don't mean to denigrate or reduce in any manner whatsoever, because I've been fortunate in my career, my athletic career, to be involved with what we would call winning seasons and in other experience of life. And there's no doubt there's real special. But I've also been involved in seasons that were very trying, that just didn't happen. But I got to tell you, some of my deeper friendships came out of those less than seasons that you would, you know, in terms of the win-loss column. But there was just something that sports gives you in life that transcends it all, and it becomes immeasurably valuable.
Oh, absolutely. I always felt it wasn't the wins or losses. I think if you take care of the relationship parts, the rest of the success will probably happen. You know, when they're pulling for each other. And, you know, I felt that my players, the best part of their day was practice, and then it was a good day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, as you say, when the team comes together, we've seen this happen time and time again in pro sports. When there is that sense of unity, there's something special. And I'm, you know, as a coach, you see this right away. I see it very quickly as well. And they'll go, oh, this other team, they're 6-point favorites or whatever. And you go, they're missing a factor here. You know, something that is hard to measure. And that has to do with the unity of the team and the team understanding how they have to play together, their roles in the team. You know, just like, you know, you were mentioning earlier, when Caroline was out, you had to get a new center. And
absolutely.
And so then the rest of the team had to understand, okay, we've got a new center here, and we still stay in our positions. We still have to play our position. We cannot have doubts that Caroline's not there. So we have to trust that the new center coming in is going to fill that position, right?
Absolutely. And then we had a couple experienced hitters, and hitters have pretty fragile egos.
Mm-hmm.
And they always blame the setter if the setter's not getting the ball, even if the setter's done a great job. Mm-hmm. And I really had to pull two of our hitters aside that would go on to be All-State and just say, all right, no matter what you get as a set, you have to hit it.
Right.
You know, it's not going to be Caroline. And for right now, until she grows into this position, you've got to rise above and not roll your eyes. And so everybody had to really support Kelly Fleeler this entire journey as she learned how to become a setter.
Right, right. Well, and who would have thought that we have, you know, hitters as divas, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Just kidding.
No hitters ever thought they got enough sets in a game.
Exactly. That's just like anybody that scores in basketball. Just give me the ball or, you know, football. I got to have, you know, coach, we'd have won if I'd had 10 more carries. You know, you blew it. You made some bad choices, bad calls
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Right, exactly. But so with this team, you mentioned Helen Hunt. The movie team is together. I imagine your team still comes around.
Oh, my gosh. We get together every Christmas, and they live everywhere.
Yes.
All over the country, finishing up grad school and stuff. We talk and text all the time, and I know that they are contacting each other every day. So it's amazing that after 7 years and everybody's life's really gone on, and these young women now are starting their careers, but they still, that's just an unbreakable bond.
Mm. And I guess that's all part of the epilogue, is it not, Coach? I mean, you wrote an epilogue in the book, but you could very well continue that epilogue here in 2018. You know, the year has gone by, you know, and here it is, 7 years after. And, you know, this success story is indelibly marked in the hearts and minds of not only the team, yourself, the community, the impact that it had. The miracle season, what is the epilogue today that you would write?
We laughed because the editor kept saying, how many more epilogues should we do? And now that a few more years later,
right.
You know, for us, and we remind ourselves of this all the time, the mantra that came out of that season, like the day after they started printing T-shirts, that said, live like wine.
Mm.
And Caroline, like they called Line. And I think for all of us, that means that we still want to live every day with passion and wake up and think, wow, it's a new day. This is going to be awesome because I'm here. And to be kinder to people. And those are the letters and responses that we're getting from all these young kids saying, we saw your movie and we want to live like Caroline and be nice people. And, you know, that's why we went ahead and did the movie, because this was the first movie ever produced about a high school girls team. And like, these girls can really be role models, and Caroline can really be role models for young women coming up that, and they're getting it. They're responding, and it's so gratifying to see their responses and the pictures they send us. And it's just really a cool experience.
Coach, especially at a time like this when high schools are dealing with, you know, the bullying that's taken place, the increasing incivility that's been happening, you know, it's heartbreaking to see what's going on. But a movie like The Miracle Season is that good porridge that goes into the mix to talk to the kids in a very special way to help them realize that, yeah, it can be different, that there are alternatives, but it's going to be up to you, just like it was for Caroline Found, right?
Yeah, it has to be a conscious choice to embrace each day and to say, I can make a difference. You know, and Caroline made us feel that, because that's what she felt. And to honor her, we wanted to keep that movie. But yeah, I think if people can go to this movie, even adults, and say, hey, I can make, my life can be different. I can make a difference.
And of course, you have a website that you can direct them to if they want more information, right?
Right. You know, the book helps the Live Like Lion Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's available on, the foundation's available on Facebook or livelikelionfoundation.com. And we have a Facebook page, the Live Like Lion page. And the foundation helps area kids participate in school activities.
Great. Well, Coach Brez, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our
Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
A lot.